X Mobile.
Hey, Patrick, N0TR. Let me turn this radio down. The price on diesel at Walmart and Taylor's $3.79.
Oh, I can tell you that much.
Is it that at all? Oh, I was looking over here at Joey's fireworks. He's open, by golly. But he don't have what I want. He's all legal, unfortunately.
What are you looking for?
I'll have to take the Fifth Amendment on that. My neighbor and I have firecracker contests that we throw back and forth. I'll be feeding the chickens or something. You'll throw one out there. They sound like M80s, but they're not. But they're a lot better than anything you can buy at these firecracker stands down here.
I get what you're saying now.
Great. But I'm not.
It's just...
Yeah, we could say that. He threw one out behind his wife. Well, no, his son-in-law threw one out behind my neighbor's wife there the other day. And she happened to turn around and see the smoke. And she told him what for. Normally, they just get me. But the last ones he bought up north towards Hendersonville were just, well, they look like... And the old M80s, they're red, you know, and the fuse coming out the side. But if you take one apart, all they are is an inch and a half firecracker inside of them.
Up in a little more cardboard.
Yeah, up in Kansas, when I was a kid, I sold those in order to make my firecracker money. And guys, we got them from a company that's not in business anymore, of course. Or I wouldn't even say it. It was called Merchant Supply. They had silver salutes, and then they had cherry bombs, and then they had M80s, and that was the biggest blast. And I liked the cherry bombs because they were a little round cherry thing, and you could throw them further.
We used to do the same thing as kids. When we'd find fireworks, we'd torture the neighborhood.
Tim and I have fun with it, though. And he's in his 50s, and I'm in my 70s, but we still got kid in us. But he's a great neighbor, I'll tell you that. Couldn't ask for any better. But, Patrick, how much is the run-of-the-mill diesel now? You said $3.79, I guess is a good price on it down there at Taylor's Walmart.
Yeah, that's a real good price on it right now.
Didn't get it to you earlier. I know. Well, I thought I heard you say you was in that area.
Not far from there right now. I'm up here at Woodlawn Memorial Cemetery.
And it wasn't overly busy this time of day. They will be at noon hour. When we went in, there was a few cars waiting, but... this time I drove right into an empty slot. The diesel pumps are, I think, on the outer perimeter, and the outside pump and that. They're, of course, you wouldn't drive into one of them center ones under that hood anyways, I don't think.
So for HKX, no, these little cars generally won't let you. They like to park in the lane.
So, there's one on the outside there, just as you turn in to go to Walmart. It's the very first pump. That's where I usually go. I filled the Avalon up just now, but it only took 5 gallons. It was 3:36. Well, I saw a thing on the news this morning, but I didn't get to follow up on it because I was shaving at the time, but there's a ship. And I noticed it was on fire the other day. It's huge. It was to transport automobiles. And evidently, one of those, at least a preliminary finding is that one of the electric cars, the lithium battery, caught fire. And the whole ship sunk now. And it had everything from Lamborghinis and BMWs to VWs on it, I know.
Get that myself. And, yeah, it sank with all those cars on there, so... Somebody lost a lot of money.
Dad, how'd you like to have one of them electric cars parked in your garage?
I don't want nothing to do with one of them.
I wouldn't mind a hybrid. Dave's got a hybrid, his wife does, and it's done real well. I've always shied away from the four cylinders, but they're boosted enough nowadays that I had a bad experience with an old Toyota Tercel. It was a very nice car. It was a little wagon. It was four-wheel drive, but it had a four-cylinder. It was only like 90 horsepower. And that'll get you killed out on the highway when you go to pass somebody, you know. You need a little horsepower.
That's for sure. But Tom, I'm going to have to jump out. I have to pay attention to where I'm going now so I can don't get run over here. Good to talk to you and Miss Bernice today. Hope y'all stay safe out there. And I will talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Okay, Patrick. We're darn near home anyway. You have a nice day. Send 0TR clear.
KC2DQV listening.